Beauty begins the moment you decide to be yourself. Coco Deschanel.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello, hello, fellow revolutionaries. This is your host, Samantha Lee Wright, and you're tuning in to another great episode of the Essential Oil Revolution. And happy Valentine's Day, everyone that's listening when this episode is released. In the spirit of the most beautiful holiday of all time, we are going to talk all about cosmetics. I've brought back to the show one of our all-time favorite guests, Kate Dobler from therealfoodrn.com. She is amazing and she shares so many wonderful facts about what is in our makeup, what is in our cosmetics, how to find out what's actually in there, the top 10 things to look out for. And then we go into DIY recipes galore, plus where to find products that are truly safe and non-toxic for your skin. I'm looking forward to sharing today's episode, but first, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. This recipe is also in the spirit of Valentine's Day, and it comes from Erica Stockton. She calls it her fallgasm recipe. For this recipe, combine 3 drops of Thieves essential oil, 2 drops of orange essential oil, and 3 drops of Idaho blue spruce essential oil. Keep it simple. This is her favorite recipe for getting through the hustle and weather shifts during the holidays. It helps support her immune system, boost her mood, and keeps her energy levels up, not to mention her husband loves it. So there you go. You can use that recipe in a diffuser, in a rollerball, her fallgasm recipe. Thanks, Erica Stockton. If you have your own recipe you'd like to submit to the dugout, email us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Well, hey, Kate, welcome to the show again. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on again. This is exciting.
Do you want to just tell the audience a little bit about your background in this world of kind of DIY and cosmetics and personal products?
Sure. I'm a nurse, and I've always been like a weird nurse who thinks that medications aren't the answer to everything. So I got frustrated and started a blog about healthy living to educate the masses. But when I got pregnant with my first child, 7 years ago, that's when I really started taking a look at my personal care products because your skin is your largest organ. It absorbs everything. Everything you put on your skin makes it into your bloodstream very quickly. We use medication patches at the hospital for a reason. Like it gets absorbed. So many people think of your skin as a barrier. It's actually an absorptive organ. So anything that you put on your skin gets into your bloodstream. And when you're pregnant, your bloodstream is connected to a baby. So that's when I really got serious about it and like was like, I don't care how much money I'm saving by buying my makeup at Target. I'm going to get all organic stuff. So I threw everything away. I went to the co-op. I bought a bunch of stuff that was really, I mean, I bought like the bare bones makeup because it was so expensive. I just bought like mascara and a little bit of cover up and like some eyeshadow. And it didn't work very well, but whatever. And so then Pinterest wasn't around yet. So I just got online and started looking around for recipes and I started making a lot of stuff. And I've tried them all. I mean, I went to Sephora and said, like, give me the most natural brand you have. I bought like the mineral stuff, which now I found out contains tons of metals. So I've gone through it all, but I led with DIYs and then I found some brands of makeup that I found that actually performed. And I use a mixture of everything.
Do you want to share just kind of what are the biggest offenders in the world of cosmetics right now?
Like I was telling you earlier, I pulled up some statistics from the Environmental Working Group. So I just wanted to share just a couple things that's kind of shocking about how many chemicals we are, in fact, exposed to. So it says, according to their survey of 2,300 people, on average, respondents use 9 products daily, and these contained 126 unique ingredients. One man in 100... And fully 25% of women surveyed apply 15 or more products each day. So if you think about all of the chemicals, if each product contains 126 unique ingredients, that's a huge chemical exposure.
Wow, that's like thousands of chemicals.
Yeah, every single day. And I mean, if you think about it, especially in our toxic world where our livers are already overburdened through our toxic diet and our toxic environmental exposure, like our bodies aren't going to safely eliminate these. And when our bodies have a lot of toxins, we store them in fat and like nervous tissue. Like your brain, and they bioaccumulate. And if you look at somebody, like for example, if you see someone who is really thin, like at the beach, and they have a lot of cellulite all over their body, like that's an indication of a heavy toxic burden because they clearly have a lot of stuff stored in their fat. And it, you know, like they're a very thin person, but they have a lot of toxins in their fat. So you can kind of tell by the level of cellulite. I know there's a genetic component, but that's one way to see if somebody's really toxic. So if our liver's not able to process this stuff, we just bioaccumulate it and store it. And we're just walking toxic cesspools. And it's just so horrible.
So dramatic.
Totally. Well, I mean, I focus a lot of my life on detoxification just because I think it's so important to support our detoxification system. And I have a sauna in my house that I use almost daily. And I was reading up on them before I bought my sauna, and they use the saunas and niacin flushes and stuff to help the men from 9/11, the firemen, and they were sweating out neon colors and like blue.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and
crazy.
I have sweat weird stuff out too. So you just wonder, and we live a healthy lifestyle. So
yeah. Yeah, but it's hard. I mean, like you said, we're walking around and we're already combating like all of these toxins in our environment that we have no control over. I mean, unless you just like go move in the middle of, you know, the Amazon or something like that. So, you know, like focusing on the things that we can control, which is what we put on our bodies, you know, that's really where we have the most power in our hands.
Yeah. And I just wanted to throw out one more statistic and then I'll go over some of the top ones to avoid. But they were talking about, there was a study done at the University of Rochester reported that the prenatal exposure to phthalates, those are chemicals found in lots of personal care products, could cause reproductive organs of male infants to develop abnormally. So it's causing reproductive damage.
And so is that going to be labeled on the makeup, or how do you know if this is in your stuff?
Well, a really good way, and this is how I started, this is how I heard about it from a friend. It's called the Environmental Working Group website, and there's a Skin Deep database, which is their cosmetics database. So you can find this. There's an app. There's a Think Dirty app. You can just go to the EWG.org, I think it is, online. They have all kinds of products. I mean, you can check everything from your household products to your makeup to your baby shampoo, all these things. And you plug it in there, and it gives you a rating. What's in it, like the environmental hazards, everything. It breaks it all down. And I was shocked. I mean, I had found a company that I thought was really crunchy and really good. It was called Tarte. And I liked them because they worked. And I thought, oh, I'm using a green makeup that works. And I put in my concealer that I was using because I didn't really use a lot of foundation. I just kind of touched up any spots that I didn't like. It was like rated a 10. Which is bad.
Wow.
I was so shocked. And I just thought, oh my gosh, but this is the one that I saw in Mama Natural's video years ago. And I trust everything she says, you know, and it's not her fault. But Tarte was doing a ton of greenwashing, which means that they make these false claims. I could get into detail on what greenwashing is, but essentially it's just really flat out lying to us about how green their makeup is.
Right.
So going to the Skin Deep database is the first step that you should do. And just go in. And if you can't find like your specific makeup, like you could type in like, whatever, physician's formula blush or something like that. And if it doesn't come up as the name, then just look on your product, look on the box, and type in the individual ingredients that are listed in your cosmetics. Cause you know, there's on average 126 of them in each product. So
right. It's
very, very scary though. I was so shocked, and I was just really upset because I just thought, well, how can they be doing this to us? You know, how can they be putting lead in over 400 different brands of lipstick? And that's like, okay.
Right. Right.
Psychosis, you know?
Yeah. Well, and like what you're saying, I mean, so many pregnant women, you know, they don't even think about changing their makeup or not using their makeup. And like, you know, what did you say about using cosmetics when pregnant, what it could do for the reproductive system?
Yeah, it can harm the male infants developing. And then it also said that when it gets into the water system, when it goes down our drains, it actually harms the hormones of the wildlife. So, I mean, it's like, it's passing on to the ducks in the pond and the babies that we're growing. And that's why I think it's so important to educate the masses about this, because the more we eliminate this and get rid of it, the companies will have to change. And there are some companies that are doing a lot of work at Capitol Hill trying to change the regulatory laws, because they actually, in the United States, we have not changed the regulatory laws on our cosmetics since 1938.
What?
Yeah, it's shocking. It's just shocking. And we ban 11 chemicals, toxic chemicals from our personal care products, and Europe bans 1,500.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's like a significantly bigger number.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Europe really does a lot of really good things as far as banning toxic stuff. So we need to take a look at that, and we need to educate people. And if we vote with our dollar and educate everyone, they're going to have to make the change, because otherwise they'll go bankrupt, you know,
right. Build
it up. So I'm so happy that you're doing this show, because I really think we need to educate people about what's in their personal care products and makeup and things they put on their skin.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the top list. So I have a class that I teach on this stuff, because I'm so passionate about it. So I have my little handout here that I give out, the top 10 toxic chemicals to avoid in cosmetics. So you might want to take notes. And you know, Sam, I can give you this graphic too, if you want to put it in the post below.
Perfect. Yeah, that'd be great.
It's just a top 10 list. So number one, and this is not in any particular order, this is just a list. BHA, which is toxic to the liver, immune system, and nervous system, and it's a carcinogen, probable carcinogen, I guess I should say. BHT, it's toxic to the brain, nervous system, and respiratory systems, carcinogen, and endocrine disruptor, which means that it messes with your hormones. DNC color additives, toxic to nervous system, reproductive system. Eugenol, toxic to the immune, nervous system, endocrine, and an endocrine disruptor. Formaldehyde, toxic to the immune system and respiratory systems, and a carcinogen. And a fun fact, aspartame breaks down to formaldehyde in your body. So you guys don't want to be drinking any of that diet pop, okay?
Yeah, it's amazing how much formaldehyde is like taken in on a daily basis in households, like from fragrances and like plug-ins. I mean, it's everywhere. It's creepy.
I heard, and I don't know how much truth there is to this, but I heard that people who do like getting people ready for their casket, whatever that's called,
like a mortician.
Mortician. That's the word. They're using less embalming fluids lately. I don't know if that's true or not because of how much formaldehyde we naturally have in our bodies from all of the exposure. I don't know if that's true, but I was like,
wow. Oh, let's look that up. That sounds.
Yeah. I know.
It's creepy.
So, okay. So moving on.
This is like turning it. We should have done this episode around Halloween. It's turning into
No kidding, because think about how toxic that Halloween makeup is.
Oh my gosh, right?
Like the original Tin Man from Wizard of Oz, didn't he die from the makeup?
Oh my gosh, is that true? Okay.
the guy who actually made the cut in the movie was a second actor. The first one got really sick. I want to say he died, but it was from the makeup.
Wow.
Like he had a serious reaction.
Well, yeah, it was like probably pure lead. Yeah.
Anywho, so you guys, please don't dress up as the Tin Man for Halloween. Thank you. All right. So nitrosamines, which are endocrine disruptors, possible carcinogens, p-phenylenediamine. I'll just let you guys look at that one. Toxic to the immune system, respiratory, nervous system, parabens. We talked about those. Endocrine disruptor, neurotoxic, carcinogenic. Phthalates with a pH. Toxic to the immune system, nervous and reproductive. And the last one is triethanolamine. Toxic to the immune, respiratory system, possible carcinogen. So, I mean, you see a pattern here. A lot of them are toxic to the immune system and respiratory system and possible carcinogens. So I wonder why we have ever increasing rates of asthma and skin problems, you know?
Right. Sorry, I started looking up the Tin Man myth. It's actually true. I was looking on Snopes. They do like all the myth busting and stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't say he died, but he got really ill from it and he had to switch parts. So sorry.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy though? I
mean, that's crazy.
That's like my favorite movie of all time. So I have a whole book on the whole movie, but when you watch the movie and you look at that makeup, I mean, it's shiny metallic 1930s face paint.
Right. Well, I see so much of makeup today too, has like all the glitter and stuff in it. So yeah.
I know. Like my daughter, when you go to like the little kid section in Target and stuff, and the little kid makeup they have, I'm like, no, we're not doing any of this. I have some stuff for you at home you can play with.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it breaks my heart. All right. So what's next, Kate?
That was my top 10. Do we want to talk about some DIY stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So I started doing a lot of DIY stuff first. I mean, I got like just to the very bare bones and was like, I'm just going to use coconut oil for everything. I think that's what we all do when we're like gatewaying into the crunchy lifestyle. It's like coconut oil.
Yeah.
So I was using it to wash my face. I was using it to moisturize my face. I still do.
It's the best makeup remover I've ever used.
So amazing. I add a little lavender to it because that helps up the lashes. And I love that. Yeah, it really works well with like waterproof mascara. You can just scrub it right off with coconut oil. So I started experimenting with that and I would add different things to that. I make a face cleaner with just baking soda and coconut oil and a little bit of tea tree. And I just scrub my face with that. It's got a light exfoliation from the baking soda. It really works well. I talked to my friend Liz Wolf. She's the Purely Primal skincare person. She did the skin intervention guide. I think she changed it to Purely Primal. She's a very huge authority on skincare. And she said to balance out that baking soda coconut oil wash with some apple cider vinegar. So I make a toner with witch hazel, apple cider vinegar, and a little bit of aloe. And I just keep that in a little glass dropper bottle in my medicine cabinet, whatever you call it, your bathroom cabinet. And those are the two that I just wash and tone my face with. So that was super easy. You didn't have to buy those expensive creams. Those work really well. And coconut oil is very nourishing for your skin. It's got a lot of really good like antibacterial properties to it. That's why people take it internally. And so when you're washing your face with it, it's actually helping to clean up the bacteria on your face too. And it's just coconut oil. Except don't get the refined stuff. The refined stuff is oxidized. So you want to get the cold pressed extra virgin olive oil. And I mean, Trader Joe's has it. It's so inexpensive. You'll find like when you do this switch of your lifestyle, you save so much money. because everything, I swear, everything is made from coconut oil, baking soda, vinegar, and like citrus of some sort, you know? But then, so then after I got the cleaner and I got the moisturizer, then I started experimenting more with like serums. So I have a vitamin C serum recipe that I put on my blog. And actually I did a Periscope one day just showing how I make it. And I had just gotten home from a run and I was holding a baby. And then I uploaded that Periscope to YouTube and it's had like 25,000 views. And I'm so embarrassed because I had no makeup on, and my running clothes, the baby's banging on pots and pans, but it's so easy to make.
Is it a vitamin C serum? Like, what is that for?
So vitamin C is really good for the skin, very nourishing for the skin. It helps with collagen production. It also helps. I was doing it because I have melasma really bad with my third child, which is like a dyspigmentation of the skin. It's hormonal, but I was trying to fade it with the vitamin C because I had heard that that could happen, kind of similar to how like when you spray like lemon juice in your hair in the summer, it gets lighter with the sun, you know, mm-hmm. I think it kind of works along that same line. So I went down the YouTube rabbit hole and was trying to figure out how to make it. And the weird thing is that a lot of the videos, in order to get the vitamin C powder, because they're like crystals to dissolve in the liquid, they were heating it. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Because I mean, like vitamin C is super unstable to like heat and sunlight and everything. So heating it would like denature the vitamin C.
Kill it, right?
Yeah. So my method involves no heating. It's just putting it in a bottle and shaking it up. And there is a little bit, there is a little bit that settles on the bottom, but if you just keep shaking it, like for the next two times you use it, it eventually all dissolves and works great. It does sting a little bit, so you want to start slow. And I make mine as a 10% solution. You can do a 20%, but you want to test yourself first because it can burn sensitive skin a little bit, and you might want to dilute it a little bit more, but I can give you the recipe for that.
We've got so many recipes and resources that you're mentioning, so I'll just mention now that all of these will be on the show notes.
So I put that one on in the morning because my morning is I get up really early and I work, and then I make breakfast for the kids, and then I go for a run. So when I get up at 4:30, I rinse my face off, and then I just put that vitamin C serum on, and then it like dries and it's on my face for a couple hours before I like take a shower and wash it off. You can put it underneath your makeup. And then I put it on at night before I go to bed. So I actually use it twice a day. You have to make it every week when you make it, which isn't a big deal because it literally takes 5 minutes, but it's because the vitamin C is so unstable that if you keep it for longer than that, it's going to like biodegrade. I have a bedtime beautifying hydrating face serum that I did a lot of research on this one because I didn't know a lot about all the nourishing oils for your skin. And I'm not talking essential oils. I'm just talking like oils, like greasy oils, for lack of a better term. So I really searched and I found sweet almond oil was a very popular one that was used. I used that one in a couple of my recipes. It reduces scarring, it soothes, and it rejuvenates the skin. Jojoba oil, it's not jojoba, it's jojoba. Jojoba is anti-inflammatory and has been shown to reduce the signs of aging. I'm all about anti-inflammatory because I was starting to get like redness on my cheeks. It was like the most random thing. And if I would have some wine, I would flush like really bad. I don't know what that was, but since I started using this, my cheeks have stopped that inflammatory, whatever that was. Emu oil. Now, this is another one that was really interesting. And I actually, another tip from Mama Natural, my friend, she takes emu oil internally in capsules. She was at the Weston A. Price conference and they were recommending it for that. So I bought it and it's like a really good replacement for fish oil. It has all the health benefits. Yeah. So it's really cool. I'm going to research it more, but she's such a researcher that I was like, I'm just going to go with it. But applied topically, it's very good for skin, for like pain and irritation. It will not irritate even the most sensitive skin, does not clog pores, goes on lightly, and it's very hydrating. It plumps your skin. It super oxygenates to thicken skin and help hold moisture, relieves itching, inflammation, calms redness. I mean, it's like crazy cool stuff. There is one brand that I use. Now, I don't even remember what it's called. I looked on like Amazon. It's really not out there a lot. Walkabout. It's called Walkabout. And that's I get the caps and the oil from there. So it's a little bit more expensive, but you can stretch it. And so then in this beautifying face serum, I have sweet almond oil, jojoba, emu, and then I put in some essential oils that are really nourishing and wonderful for the skin. Frankincense, geranium, helichrysum, ylang ylang, and patchouli. And you guys, this stuff smells amazing. So I put all those oils together. I put it in like a brown colored bottle so that they maintain their therapeutic benefits. And then I just keep that in a medicine cabinet in my bathroom as well. And I put that on before bed and it feels really greasy going on. When I first made it, I thought I'm going to be so broken out. It totally does not. Like your skin just gets very, very well moisturized and soft.
That's awesome. What were those oils, the essential oils again, you said that were really good for face?
Frankincense. I mean, Frank goes on my skin every single day in multiple different forms. So Frank, geranium, helichrysum, ylang ylang, patchouli, And that was it. Those are the ones that I put in. You could probably put in more. Lavender is great too. Those were the five that I chose for
right.
that.
Myrrh is really great for the face too. Yeah,
definitely. But these are just, so that's my beautifying bedtime hydrating serum. What other serums do I have? Oh, of course, my frankincense face cream. I just actually made a quadruple batch of that this weekend because I'm doing that as a promotion this month.
Nice.
I used to sell it on Etsy, and I'm not kidding you. Every time I would put it up for Etsy, I would make like a quadruple batch and have a ton of jars. I'd put it up and announce that it was for sale, and it would sell it within an hour. Like people were in little jars. And I would sell them for $28 because frankincense is expensive. And that's not even including shipping. And people would pay every time. And I stopped doing that because I was just doing too many things. And I was like, okay, something's got to give. And I think we'll just put this one down because the recipes on my blog, people can make it themselves. And I still get requests. I just got last week. Could you just make a jar and sell it to me? And I'm like, but you can make it yourself. So the key to it is that you whip it, you let it chill, you melt down all the different ingredients, and then you let it chill. I put mine in the snowbank outside so it starts to harden, and then you whip it with the mixer, and you whip it and scrape the bowl, and whip it and scrape the bowl till there's a lot of air in it. And when you put this stuff on your face, it's like butter. Ugh. I mean, it's just so soft. I get so many testimonials of people like, I can't live without this frankincense face. So it's really awesome because it's totally a recipe I just like made up in my kitchen based on a bunch of different recipes I was looking at, and it worked out well. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. That one's one of my most popular posts on my blog. So that's a really fun one to make. And then I make a makeup remover. I make a homemade mascara.
Homemade mascara? Ooh, wait, tell us more.
Yeah. That one I don't like as much because it's a good recipe. It's got activated charcoal is what makes it black. The beeswax is what hardens it. Coconut oil. But I have really long eyelashes, and when I blank, like I hit the top below my eyebrows, and it's not a waterproof mascara.
Uh-huh.
So if it's warm out at all, I get those little freaky looking like spikes. I don't know it's there until I like look in a mirror and I'm like, oh my gosh. So it's fine for me in the wintertime, but in the summertime, I use a waterproof mascara because I just have to.
Yeah.
Or I could cut my eyelashes, I suppose. But that would be.
So you've talked a lot about DIY cosmetic, well, you know, taking care of your skin on your face, washing, moisturizing. Have you experimented much with makeup, DIY makeup?
Yes, unsuccessfully. Yeah, I tried. I mean, I bought...
It's hard.
It is. It's so hard to get it to last. Like you can do it and you put it on and you're like, hey, that worked. This is so cool. I used beetroot powder for blush. And then like 7 minutes later, it's completely gone. You know, because I don't know anything about the stuff that's going to make it stay on your skin.
Right.
I don't know, you know, I know how to make it a pretty color. So I tried a lot of Pinterest recipes and a lot of them looked really amazing and their face looked great when they had their makeup on. I think, yeah, this is great. Then I'd try it and it wouldn't last. And I just, I work from home. I don't need to have makeup on all day, but I do a lot of videos. So I put makeup on in the morning just in case I do a spontaneous video and then I don't look like the Crypt Keeper, you know. I started out, like I said, with Tarte. Tarte was one that I had found online because I like shopping online because it's just easier with three kids. And so I ordered their stuff for a number of years. I thought it was really great. Then I found out that they were greenwashing. I was so upset because I was using that makeup when I was pregnant with my first daughter, for my first child, and I thought I was being safe. So just watch out for greenwashing. Really pay attention to their label language because sometimes it's deceiving. You know, I'll be like all natural, like in the food world. Well, all natural doesn't mean squat.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I mean, they can hide, what is it, like 5,000 different toxic chemicals behind the word fragrance. Like fragrance is not always like rose petals, you guys.
Right, it's right.
Very, very toxic. So you really have to be a knowledgeable and educated consumer and look at what's in your stuff. So I tried Tarte. That didn't work. Then I went to 100% Pure. I like their stuff. They have a lot of different products. They smell really good, but it didn't perform as well as I wanted it to. What else did I try? There was one other company in between there. I went to Sephora and was like, just what do you have here? And they really didn't have a whole lot. They had some more natural leaning brands, but nothing that was like, this is toxin free, it's organic, it's whatever. And so then finally my friend RC, who lives out in California, I used to live out there. They know their makeup. She's like, you should try Beauty Counter. And I was like, okay, whatever. It looks like it's kind of expensive. And she's like, just try. So she like recommended a couple. She recommended the mascara to me because I'd like a good mascara that's non-toxic. The skin tint was a foundation. I tried that. And then what else did I start with? I think like a lotion. And I really liked it. It really, like for the price tag, it lasted a super long time, like the actual product in the container. So I was like, cool, it's not as expensive as I thought because it's lasting twice as long as the other stuff I was using.
Right. Isn't that always the way when you use like a premium product, like, yeah, that initial price tag, you're like, oh, but they really do like last, yeah, you know, at least twice as long. Like, it's the same with like Young Living essential oils. I tell people like, okay, like, you know, you can get this at the store for half the cost, but the stuff at the store is like a quarter of the potency. So, like they'll last so much longer. Yeah.
You won't get the therapeutic benefits. Like you said, with essential oils, like if you want to get the true therapeutic benefits from putting frankincense on your skin, you have to buy the good stuff.
Right.
You know? You just can't skimp on that. Yeah, that's why I only use Young Living too, because they're very therapeutic and they work. They work amazingly well. But I mean, it's across the board with anything. Like, I love running tights and yoga pants because that's what I live in. And if you buy like a really good pair from Lululemon, they last forever. But when you look at a price tag that says $120 for a pair of pants and you're like, what?
Right.
They last for a super long time. So that's kind of like how I took my approach to makeup. And then I just started buying more stuff and they came out with these color palettes of like eyeshadow and stuff. And
That's Beauty Counter you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like I was like 12 again. Cause I wasn't, the only thing I wore was black on the outer edges of my eyes, white on the inner edges, and then a little bit of gold in the middle. That was kind of like my way I did it. And they came out with like this desert one that's got like these pinks and these greens and purples, and I have green eyes, so it's kind of fun to.
And you trust their stuff? Like, I mean, I know you research a lot.
Well, so like coming full circle, I mean, I've tried all these different kinds and I went to Sephora because I thought they were the authority. They're not. The Environmental Working Group is the authority. This one just seemed to work the best for me. Now I make a lot of my stuff, but for the makeup that needs to perform, this is the one that I'm the happiest with right now. And then when I was talking to my friend, she was telling me about Greg, who's the founder. She's this amazing businesswoman. Like, her first business before Beauty Counter, she sold to Martha Stewart. So like, she's really, really good and very knowledgeable, and she does quality work. And she is super passionate about changing the regulatory laws. Like I had mentioned earlier, there's some companies that are involved in that, and they're like heading up all of this. And she says she doesn't care if you buy Beauty Counter or whatever. She just wants to get safer products into the hands of everyone. And I thought that is so cool because like, I'm a woman with a mission. I love other women with mission. And there's a lot of women who work for this company who are championing it. Like Liz Wolf, I talked about earlier, she actually joined up with them, which I was so excited about because I'm like, Liz Wolf approves. And she was at Capitol Hill, like when they were there meeting with them, trying to change the regulatory laws. And it was so awesome to watch this process because they genuinely care about our health. They lead with health versus makeup. So I can stand behind that. So that's what I use now.
That's awesome. I need this. How do I get started?
We'll have a link below. I mean, you can just go to beautycounter.com and just check out all of their products. I mean, I highly recommend, this is like my favorite, and this is a weird one, but they have this charcoal face mask. It's unbelievable. Liz Wolf broke it down to me. Of course, I don't remember any of the language, but it's essentially like a facial, like an extraction facial where they squeeze all your little blackheads. It has something in it that like extracts. So it's like an extraction facial, but you can do it at home. I use it almost every single night. I have a seaweed mask that I alternate with too. That is amazing. It's called Alatura. It was developed by a guy who was in a horrible car wreck, and he's not a supermodel. He's a model and a soap opera star, and his face was his job. So he created this mask to heal his skin. I listened to him on two different podcasts and was like, okay, I'm going to try this stuff. It's amazing. So I alternate between a charcoal mask and the Alatura mask. So that's my favorite product from Beauty Counter. But the makeup, I love all of it. The mascara, they designed this wand that's like nothing I've ever experienced. Christy Coleman is the leader of like development, and she's a makeup artist for the stars. So it has to perform because she uses Beauty Counter on a lot of movie stars. If you Google it, you can find out all the actresses that use it, but it has to perform. So she does all these really amazing things, like really cool mascara wands and like really cool brushes. And she does all these video tutorials of where I've learned actually how to wear my makeup. So it's been really helpful just in like teaching me how to wear makeup properly and then educating me on what I should be putting on my skin. And then just helping empower a lot of women and empowering young girls, which I think is so important.
Well, I'm definitely going to check out Beauty Counter. They sound amazing. I will put a link to their story on the show notes as well. And I'll put a link there for people that want to check out Beauty Counter as well. Cause you get like a sponsor when you sign up for Beauty Counter too, right? That kind of helps you navigate.
Yeah. It's like an affiliate program kind of.
Okay.
It's really cool. Their story, it talks about Greg and it talks about what she's doing to change makeup. And they have a video. I believe it's on that page. Otherwise it's on their YouTube channel, but she has a little 3-minute video that explains what they're doing. And it's really a cool video. So I encourage everyone to just watch that. I, I love it.
Okay, awesome. I'll definitely put that on the show notes. This has been so awesome, Kate. You always blow me away with your knowledge and everything that you're doing. So thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to say before we head out?
No, I just really want people to, I really encourage that everyone go to the Environmental Working Group and really take a long, hard look at your labels. And then the other thing, that this was one of the biggest stepping stones for me, don't be afraid to put oil on your face. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm not just talking essential oils because they're greaseless. I'm talking oil. It has changed my world for my skin. And just do it. Don't be afraid of the greasiness. Don't be afraid of the clogged pores. Go wash your face with coconut oil and watch your world change.
That needs to be a bumper sticker. I love it.
Coconut oil, hashtag all the things.
All the things.
For real.
For real. Well, awesome. Kate, you rock. Thanks again. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.